You are listening to the She Runs the Show podcast with Cassandra Vaughn, episode 347, The Solo Series.
I don't know what you heard, but she runs the show.
Are you ready to say goodbye to distraction, analysis paralysis, and shiny object syndrome and say hello to laser-focused, consistent, daily, massive action, DMA? If you said yes, check out my online course, the Daily Massive Action Masterclass. In this course, you will learn my daily massive action system that you can use to plan, prioritize, and take consistent daily massive action on your biggest life goals. If being consistent is something you struggle with, this course is definitely for you. Learn more by going to CassandraVaughn.com/DMA Masterclass. Again, learn more about the Daily Massive Action Masterclass by going to CassandraVaughn.com/DMA Masterclass. Where do you feel safe? What are the places, experiences, people, thoughts, ideas, lines of work, professional aspirations? Where are those places in your life where you feel safe, secure, seen, valued, heard, appreciated? Just take a second and think about that. Because in today's episode of She Runs the Show, I want to talk about a topic that I haven't focused a lot on, but will be, especially as a mindset coach, diving deeper into. And it's the concept of mindset and safety. And when I say safety, I mean psychological safety, the feeling that all is well, the feeling of having a regulated nervous system, being able to calm your body down as and when you need to, no matter what the stressor is that arises unexpectedly in your life. And when we look at the connection between shifting mindset and safety, what the research and the science is starting to really back up is, here's the reality. There is no shifting mindset without first creating safety, without first cultivating safety. And safety is not simply an external condition in the environment. It is first cultivated on the inside of us. So as a mindset coach, I'm starting to understand that so much of the resistance to shifting mindset, so much of trying to understand why people seem to repeat the same patterns over and over again, isn't about their lack of willingness or capacity as much as it's beginning from a place of, are we shifting mindset beginning with the right foundational step, right? You can't just change a thought by saying, I'm choosing to think a different thought. Not when your nervous system is dysregulated and you don't even feel at home in your body. You see how that works? So in today's episode, I want to talk about why it's time to leave places that don't feel safe. I started this episode asking you to think about what places in your life do feel safe. Where do you feel safe in your life, in your body, in your home, with your friendships, your family? Which family dynamics feel safe? Which family dynamics do not feel safe? I want you to start with, where is safety felt and experienced in your life right now? Because we're going to spend a lot of this episode talking about, where in your life do you not feel safe? And why, rather than putting up with not feeling safe, not feeling seen, not feeling heard, valued, appreciated, wanted, known, it is time to make an unequivocal decision that it is time to leave places that don't feel safe. And you don't need evidence. You don't need proof. You don't even need a documented length of time that you have suffered in situations that don't feel safe. The only thing your nervous system needs to know is that there are places in your life that don't feel safe and therefore are not safe. And it's time to leave those places. Now, the interesting part of that is that I'm not talking about beginning first by leaving the external situations that don't feel safe. Where we're going to begin is, how do you shift the internal dysregulated nervous system that leads to emotions, beliefs, behaviors, and habits that continue to cultivate an internal environment where you do not feel safe in your own body, in your own mind, in your own heart? That is what we're talking about in episode 347.
And it's interesting that I'm coming to this topic as I'm rolling out the DMA masterclass, the Daily Massive Action masterclass, because I took a little bit longer to get the DMA masterclass out because I realized that in all of the great content that I put in it, what I didn't cover was this whole nervous system safety piece. What I didn't cover, which is critical to taking consistent, vigilant, daily massive action, is feeling safe in your own body and in your own life so that you can trust yourself to decide every single day what DMA you need to take and then to go out there and take it. If you haven't checked out the DMA masterclass, go to cassandravaughn.com/DMA masterclass. Check it out. Life-changing. I'm giving you all the strategies, practices, principles that I use on a consistent basis to take DMA, Daily Massive Action. So let me talk a little bit about where this came from. I have been going deeply into the work of Kate Northrup. And I always followed her mother, Dr. Christiane Northrup, because Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, a classic, every woman should have that book. Love Dr. Northrup. She's amazing. And Kate Northrup is amazing as well. And I've been diving into Kate's Plenty podcast, where she talks about money as energy, money as that the way to attract abundance really comes from regulating your nervous system and really shifting your nervous system set points. And Kate goes into the research, Kate goes into the neuroscience. It's amazing. And I want to give you a quote from one of her recent episodes on the Plenty podcast. If you do not follow Kate Northrup on Instagram, go pause me, follow Kate right now. If you're not subscribed to her YouTube channel and listening to the Plenty podcast, pause me. Go over to YouTube, find Kate Northrup, go to Apple, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts, find the Plenty podcast and follow her immediately. Life-changing content from Kate Northrup. So in this recent episode that I was listening to by Kate, she says the following: our nervous system is the foundational substrate of what we believe is possible for us. Our ability to create lives we dream of is dependent upon what our nervous system feels is safe and available, and that's going to be dependent on our past experience or our ability to update our nervous systems. I'm going to say the whole thing again because it's deep. Like, go watch her podcasts on YouTube because it's deep. So Kate says, our nervous system is the foundational substrate of what we believe is possible for us. Our ability to create lives we dream of is dependent upon what our nervous system feels is safe and available, and that's going to be dependent on our past experience or our ability to update our nervous systems. So there's so much in that from a mindset coaching perspective, but let me start with why safety is a critical piece of life transformation, because I'm a mindset coach. As a mindset coach, I'm always working with clients on how do you shift from impossible to possible? How do you shift from won't to can't? How do you shift from I don't have that to I don't have that yet, right? The growth mindset piece of the equation. And what I'm starting to realize as I get deeper into the work of people like Kate Northrup is that you cannot change mindset by changing thoughts and words alone. You cannot even change mindset, truly change mindset, by changing word and behavior and habit alone. Those are band-aid fixes if you haven't gone deeper first and regulated the nervous system. And the problem is, in today's world, most of us have dysregulated nervous systems. Most of us are doing things that go against our human physiological needs for peace and rest and rejuvenation. And because we are living crazy, essentially, going against the grain of our human condition, many of us have dysregulated nervous systems because as women, I'll speak to women specifically, we are not operating in sync with our cycle. Problem number one, dysregulated nervous system. We find ourselves constantly in fight or flight, problem or fawn or freeze. And then we expose ourselves to people, places, situations, jobs, businesses, clients, partners that then magnify the nervous system dysregulation that we're experiencing, and then wonder why we can't get unstuck. Wonder why, you know, we have all kinds of hormonal imbalances that are going on. Because as a society, we are living in contradiction to the needs of our human bodies. We got to fix that, right? Leveling up our lives begins with leveling up our minds, and leveling up our minds begins with regulating our nervous system. Period. Can't get to growth mindset in a dysregulated nervous system. Can't get to growth mindset if you don't even feel safe in your own body. So let's start with this concept, because I'm talking today about why it's time to leave places. And I mean internal and external. We'll get to the external, but I mean internal first. Why it's time to leave places that don't feel safe. Point number one, let's talk about why safety is a critical piece of life transformation. So transforming anything in your life requires way more, as I just said, than making a mindset shift. It requires creating a nervous system set point where the level you're rising to feels safe. Let me say it a different way. If you are the first person in your family to ever graduate from college, the first person in your family to ever have a really nice home, the first person in your family to have $100,000 sitting in a savings account, the first person in your family to drive a really, really nice vehicle, the first person in your family to be super fit because everybody in your family is morbidly obese. Whenever you are the first, if you are not upregulating your nervous system set points, even though you've accomplished all these amazing things, and even though you've done these things, you will live in the fear that all of it's going to go away, because where your nervous system, where your comfort zone in terms of what you're used to is all of the generational set points that existed long before you came on the planet, except it's all in your DNA and it's all in you. So if, as we move to new levels of life, yes, it's exciting, it's thrilling, but oftentimes what I will hear from clients and what I've even said myself is this: I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like, this is great. I'm so glad I got this. So glad I achieved that. So glad I wrote the next book. But I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop. Do you know what that is? That is a symptom of a dysregulated nervous system. So even though you're doing the damn thing, even though you're achieving the things, guess what? You are still living in fight or flight or freeze or fawn. You are still under constant stress, even with the good outcomes, because your nervous system is sensing that this new level that nobody else in your family has achieved, for whatever reason, is unfamiliar, it's unknown territory, and as such, it is unsafe. It is unsafe. So in order for us to really experience, as we achieve things, as we go beyond where we thought we could go, as we level up our lives, in order to really experience the wholeness, the fulfillment, the joy, the peace, the abundance, the love, the satisfaction that we're hoping achieving those things is going to get us, we got to make sure that our nervous system set point associates the new level that we've achieved with safety. Because we can get to the new level by grinding and hustling and doing the damn thing. But if your nervous system isn't tuned in and tapped into the new level that you're now living at, it's always in hypervigilance, like, what's going to come take this away? Or I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep this. There's all of this hypervigilance that is keeping you in a state of feeling unsafe, even though you're supposed to be happy that you're at this new level. If satisfaction and fulfillment and joy and abundance is the feeling state goal, it's not the achievement of the thing that gets you that. It's the achievement of the thing as you shift your nervous system set point so that every new level, you're able to create a new understanding of safety, signal safety to your body so you don't self-sabotage, so you don't self-betray, so you don't take 2 steps forward and 10 steps back. And the issue that many of us have with this whole idea of safety and nervous system regulation is that either A, what we're used to is actually what isn't safe for us. I'm going to get there in a minute. Our comfort zones are actually danger zones in disguise because we're used to them, so they feel comfortable. Or B, where we want to go requires a level of safety that we don't know how to create. So there are times in our lives where we hold ourselves back from taking the leap, taking the risk, doing the courageous thing, because we are so used to the mediocrity of our present condition that staying in the hell of the known feels safer to our nervous systems than walking out of the hell of the known and into the heaven of the unknown. For many of us, uncertainty to our nervous systems is danger. And so then we stay in comfort zones that are actually danger zones, just in disguise, because we would rather, our nervous systems feel safer with the devil you know than the devil you don't, as they say. That's a problem. Or where we want to go requires a level of safety that we have no clue how to create. Like we think about the things and we go, oh, I want to go over there and I want to be over there. But then our nervous system immediately jumps up and goes, well, we don't know what's over there. And if you go over there and if you do that, what if there's no coming back? What if, you know, all these what ifs come popping into our heads. And then all of a sudden we are talking ourselves out of our next level of life because we don't know. We don't trust that we can create the kind of safety that will be able to sustain that next level of life when we get there. Either way you slice it, whether you're staying in comfort zones that are actually danger zones, or you're afraid to go to the next level because you don't have any idea how to create the safety required to sustain that next level. Either way, our nervous system set points need updating consistently throughout our lifetime. If evolution is the goal, if transformation is the goal, if alignment is the goal. And so this is the thing that I'm starting to really understand as a mindset coach. It's this: mindset is not the starting point of transformation. Regulating your nervous system is. And here's the issue. I'm gonna bring this back to why it's time to leave places that don't feel safe. There is no healing in the same environment that's making you sick. And if you are putting yourself in situations, whether that's internal, with how you're looking at your life, how you're thinking about your life, what you're feeding your body, how those foods are affecting your hormones. I mean, I could go on the list of internal things that are going on. But there is no transforming your mindset if your nervous system is in fight, flight, freeze, or fawn, because you are either internally or externally in environments that don't feel safe to you, for which your body is telling you, this is not right, this is not safe. I am not seen. I am not known. I am not trusted. It does not matter. Let me be super clear. It does not matter how valid or real or true your perception of safety is. Nobody can argue with your perception. And staying in places that through your lens do not feel safe is not serving you. And so how do you regulate your nervous system if it's constantly firing neurons telling you that the situations you find yourself in are not safe for you, are not good for you? You can't. So once again, we've got to make mindset shifts and evolutions first about changing our nervous system set point, first about really looking at what is contributing to a feeling of safety in us and what is hurting a feeling of safety in us and deal with those things immediately. So that's why safety is a critical piece of life transformation. Let me go to why changing the circumstances, right? We're going to go, this is why internal is everything and external is secondary. Okay. Internal shifting is everything. External shifting is secondary. Let me talk for a minute about why changing the circumstances won't necessarily shift the pattern. So very often we're going after a goal or a level of life that we've never been to before, right? Lots of excitement and fear and uncertainty. And the more unfamiliar the destination, the more unsafe to our nervous system it feels to go there, right? We all have nervous system set points. We know what feels safe and comfortable and good. And the reality is this: if your nervous system set point doesn't recognize the new level that you're going to, rather than looking at getting there as a gift, your nervous system will perceive getting there as a threat. And guess what? The nervous system's entire reason for being, raison d'être, is to keep you alive, is to keep you safe, is to help you survive. So you might get to the goal, right? You might push through all of those fears and your nervous system sending alarms out, you know, and all that stuff, and you might achieve the goal. But then you find that sustaining the goal is nearly impossible because your nervous system doesn't know that it's safe to stay on a level you've never been on before. Your nervous system is like, okay, we're at the top of the mountain. Don't look down. Just run back down. Run back down. That's how it works if you don't know how to signal to your body, to your nervous system, that yes, we're at this new level. Yes, it's unknown territory. Yes, it's challenging. And yes, we're still safe. We're still good, right? And this is where a lot of people won't even pursue a goal because they're not afraid to fail. They have a pretty good understanding that if they do certain things, they will win. They're afraid that they will win only to lose it later, right? Because whatever your goal is, the goal is not simply to get the goal. The goal is also to be able to keep what you've earned, to keep what you've achieved, to sustain it, which requires shifting from a place of scarcity and not enough to living in a space of feeling safe and whole and satisfied on a consistent basis. The key here is to learn how to complete the emotional stress loops so you can help your nervous system recognize that, yes, in fact, you are safe. And yes, this is a new level and you are going for it, or you're already there. And you know what? The new level is safe to achieve and safe to live at as well. All is well. All is well. Here's the bottom line. Changing your circumstances, whether in a positive or negative way, can be perceived by your nervous system as a threat. And if you manage to get around the nervous system and achieve the goal anyway, yes, you will win in terms of getting to the destination. But your nervous system, unless brought to a new set point, will not allow you to stay on the top of the mountain. It won't allow you to stay there. That's where we get self-betrayal, the self-sabotage, the self-fulfilling prophecies. That's where we get all this stuff creeping in after you get to the mountaintop. And it's like, no, I am safe in this new realm. I don't need to know, have everything figured out. I don't need to know all the details A to Z. I don't need guarantees. I just need to know that whatever next level I'm on, I will figure it out. I can figure it out. And you know what? Every next level that is meant for me is also safe with me. That's where we've got to get from a nervous system perspective. And that isn't just simply saying affirmations and changing habits. Like, that will get you there. That won't keep you there. Keeping you at the next level of your life requires shifting your nervous system set point. So let's talk about why staying in comfort zones of unsafety. And this is really where I want to sit. Because again, the title of episode 347 is Mindset and Safety, Why It's Time to Leave Places That Don't Feel Safe. So now I want to talk about why staying in comfort zones of unsafety requires your immediate attention if you actually want to go where you belong. You know, there was a book by Marianne Williamson. I can't remember which one it is, but in the book, she has a line that says, go where you belong. And if you don't have the context of it, it might sound a little bit harsh, but what she's really talking about in that particular book is if you're anywhere where you don't feel seen, heard, wanted, known, loved, appreciated, held, supported, that's all the sign you need to know that this is not your place. This is not your tribe. These are not your people. This is not your place. This is not your tribe. These are not your people. And you know what? It's time to be out. Go where you belong. So I want to talk for a little bit in the same line of thinking about why staying in comfort zones of unsafety requires your immediate attention if you actually want to go where you belong. See, because here's the reality. We all bring trauma to the table. I don't even know one person that I've ever met in my life that didn't have some form of trauma. I was listening to Kate Northrup's Plenty podcast, and she talked about it like big trauma, small trauma, so big T trauma, little T trauma, generational trauma, collective trauma, and ancestral trauma. I don't know one person that I've ever met that hasn't experienced one of those traumas. And so when you really think about the fact that we are a civilization that has and continues to experience trauma, you also have to reckon with the fact that many of us were raised in chaotic environments to the point where even as adults, because we've been so exposed to chaos, chaos actually feels normal to us. Just sit with that for a second. So many of us were raised in dysfunctional, chaotic home environments that our norm, our temperature gauge, is actually set at its most comfortable temperature for chaos and drama. Just think about that for a second. And whether the chaos took the form of feeling unseen, unheard, unworthy, unwanted, unknown, devalued, disempowered, made to feel like you've got to constantly hustle for your worthiness and overachieve to prove that you're even worthy of taking up space in a room or taking up oxygen, all of these chaotic, oftentimes childhood created norms represent nervous system set points that, if we're not capable, can have us playing out these themes and beliefs for our entire lifetime. And, you know, listen, even if chaos is something you can handle and manage well, the thing you need to say to yourself is this, and I had a coach say this to me once, just because I can handle chaos doesn't mean I should. Just because you can take something doesn't mean you should. Just because you can carry the world on your shoulders doesn't mean you should. Just because you can take the emotional blindsides left and right in every which way doesn't mean you should. Just because you are accustomed to being treated badly, just because you can function in environments where you get dismissed or ignored, doesn't mean those environments are actually safe for you. To the contrary, they are not. To your nervous system, they might feel like comfort zones because you're used to it. But in fact, they are danger zones that you just don't recognize because you're used to the chaos. What am I saying here? Rather than staying in the comfort zone of chaos you're familiar with, it's time to reprogram your nervous system so you create a new standard of only allowing yourself to show up to environments where peace is the atmosphere and chaos is nowhere to be found. You know why chaos is nowhere to be found when you reprogram your nervous system? Because you no longer allow it to take up residence anywhere in your life. The moment it shows up, you go, peace, I'm out. That's all you needed to give me to let me know that this is not for me. The energy you are putting into remaining in comfortable chaos is energy you are not putting into stepping into the next level of your life. And your nervous system, at its current set point, will opt to stay in the chaos you know rather than go to the new life you've never been in before, which is why you have to take the reins and teach yourself to signal safety in your body, which then makes it even clearer when you're living in environments that are not safe. And also helps you get to the next level without the self-sabotage and without all the self-doubt and without all of the inner critic stuff and without all the self-betrayal getting in the way of you moving your life forward. You see, now the question becomes, when you recognize that you're residing in places in your life that are not safe, what do you do? What do you do to leave those places, right? Because I just got through telling you that it's time to leave places that don't feel safe. Right? Just because you can put up with a lot doesn't mean you should. Just because you can handle all the chaos doesn't mean your body isn't being affected negatively by that. Just because you can put up with other people's nonsense or be dismissed and not take it personal, just because you can doesn't mean you should. I want to say that loud and clear. Just because you can take something doesn't mean you should take it. And it doesn't mean that taking it doesn't come at a dramatic cost. So when you recognize that you are currently, whether that is internal to you or external to you or both, that you are currently residing in places in your life that are not safe, that do not feel safe, what do you do now? Right? That's the question. Well, let me give you three steps. Number one, step number one, you learn how to signal safety in your body. There are lots of ways to do it. Somatic exercises, legs up the wall, heel drops, shaking is a big one. Lots of ways. Dancing is another one. Singing is another one. Walking on the earth with your feet, walking on the grass is another one. There are many, many ways to signal to your fascia, massage, self-massage, soothing. There are many ways for you to signal safety in your body. You've got to figure out which ways you need. You've got to figure out which methods work best for you, and then you need to practice those somatic exercise methods daily so they become so memorized and trained in your body that the moment stress comes in, you know which one to go to. You know which one to do. You're not going to get there by doing it sometimes. You've got to figure out which somatic exercises and moves help you signal safety in your body the fastest and do it in the most effective ways, and then practice daily those moves. So when you need them, you can quickly access them. Step number one, learn how to signal safety in your body. Step number two, regularly use safety signaling processes before, during, and after you achieve a goal. So if you already know that you're going for something that nobody in your family has gone for before, if you know that you're going for something that feels way, 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 way out of grasp and out of, if you know that's what you're doing, let me help you out. You need to be on it with your somatic exercises and your safety signaling, meaning you just It's not enough to just do those things when the stress comes up. You already know the stress is going to come up because you're going after something you've never had before. So you should be practicing, again, practicing on a daily basis, those somatic exercises before, during, and after you achieve a goal. So daily living, daily habits, those somatic exercises, working them in. Third and final step I'm going to talk about. When you recognize that you're residing in places in your life that are not safe, what do? Step number three, notice when you're not safe. And how do you notice when you're not safe? You feel it. Your chest tightens, your jaw clenches, your shoulders get really tight. You just feel tension throughout your body. Also, when you're not feeling safe, you're practicing fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. If you are erecting emotional walls, I'm talking to my fellow emotional wall erectors here. If you are erecting emotional walls every time you turn around in a conversation, in a situation, in a meeting, you are not safe. Doesn't matter what the practical rational. If you are putting up fortresses emotionally around you to keep a perceived danger out, your nervous system is letting you know that it does not feel safe. Notice, this is step number three, notice when you're not safe, when you're practicing fight, flight, freeze, or fawn, and immediately practice signaling safety, humming, breathing, sighing, shaking, you know, shaking it out. Figure out the somatic exercises that work best for you. Figure out moves that you can do, even if you're in a meeting, even if you're at a dinner, even if you're at a family gathering. Figure out what things you can do on the fly without everybody knowing that you're doing those things. And whenever you feel fight, flight, freeze, or fawn, immediately work on signaling safety to your nervous system. Because the better you get at signaling safety, the bigger the divide will be between the chaos you're used to and the life you're building and sustaining. And the more you will naturally move away from the chaos and move towards the life you want. Now, this is going to take time, learning how to live differently, learning how to implement and integrate somatic exercises into your everyday life. And as you do this, you will become much better at noticing when you're settling, whether that's settling for people, situations, or environments that are in fact not at all safe for you to be in. And you will stop tolerating those unsafe environments. The better you get at signaling safety to your nervous system, you'll get better at it. So what am I saying at the end of the day? I want to say a couple things to finish up this episode. If your nervous system is telling you that it does not feel safe in a particular dynamic, that could be in your own body, that could be with other people, that could be the business, the line of business you're in, the kind of clients you're working with, the partners you have, the job you work at. If your body is constantly giving you the red flags that I am not safe, I am not safe, I am not safe, stop trying to tell your nervous system that it doesn't know what it's talking about and listen. And then ask yourself, what do I need to do in this moment to begin to signal safety to my body, my nervous system, to say to my nervous system, okay, you're not feeling safe. You're right. And we are safe and we're going to figure this out and we're going to make new decisions and we're going to go. Because if you look at your life and you start to go, oh, I'm not safe. That friend I'm not safe with and that situation I'm not safe with. And you start cutting those people out of your life, you are signaling even more unsafety to your nervous system. Because now you just cut out a relationship you had since the fifth grade. Now you just cut out a partnership you had in business for the last 15 years. Now your nervous system is really going, whoa, what are we doing here? That's not the way either. You've got to get good at signaling safety. You've got to get good at trusting what your nervous system is telling you. And then intentionally, deliberately, consciously, and in alignment, you've got to start saying, okay, got it. That needs to go. What is my plan for doing that? And then you still have to signal safety, because the moment you come up with a plan to get rid of something that has been in your life for a long time, again, your nervous system will be like, we're not safe. And you've got to get good at signaling safety. Say, no. We're leaving this unsafe place. And yes, we're going to new territory, but we're safe and we're good and we're going to do this together. So the key thing I want you to understand is, one, if you are not feeling safe in certain situations on a consistent basis, listen. Don't poo-poo it away. Don't say, oh, no, I can handle it. Sure, you can handle a lot, but it's going to cost you. How long do you want things to cost you? No. You say, okay, I'm listening. I'm clearly not feeling safe. Whether it's I'm not feeling heard, I'm not feeling seen, I'm not feeling valued, doesn't matter. The fact is I'm not feeling safe. So then that tells me this is not the environment for me. Where is the environment for me? Make a decision. While you're making that decision, while you're creating that plan for the next level of your life, signal safety so that you don't get to the next level and self-sabotage yourself back to the previous level. Because again, even a positive new change is still a change to the nervous system, and it signals a lack of safety. So at the end of the day, here's what I want you to do. Find the somatic exercises that help you. It's going to be different for everybody, that help you signal safety to your nervous system. Pick two or three. Practice them every single day, preferably at the same time every single day. Again, do you know why, for those of us who are parents, do you know why we, with little kids, we're always like, bedtime's at 8 o'clock, breakfast is at this time, lunch is, like we have consistency in their schedules. You know why? Because consistency signals safety. Because our children then know what to expect from us. Because then they know, hey, mom reads me a book at 8:30. Hey, I take a bath at 7:30. They know what to expect. We have got to be great inner parents to ourselves and give that to ourselves. So find 2 to 3 somatic exercises that really work to signal safety to your nervous system. I can't say this enough. What will work for you may not work for me, and vice versa. Find 2 to 3. I find a lot of stuff on Instagram, by the way, and then I save them as collections. I have a whole collection that's somatic exercises. Then every single morning, every single afternoon, whatever time you choose, same time every day, practice them. Practice them whether you're feeling safe or not. And then when you're especially feeling unsafe, put yourself in timeout and practice them even more. And then notice how you shift. Notice how you change. Because again, life is very, very short. And at the end of the day, it is time to leave places that don't feel safe. It doesn't matter why they don't feel safe. It doesn't even matter. If your nervous system is consistently feeling unsafe, guess what? It is time to go. That doesn't mean you don't have a plan. That doesn't mean you don't have coping mechanisms in place. That doesn't mean that you just drop everybody who feels unsafe from your life tomorrow. What that means is you make an unequivocal decision. You create a daily massive action plan to follow through on that decision, and you start teaching yourself how to signal safety all the way across the board. That's what it means. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of She Runs the Show. I will catch you on the next episode of She Runs the Show. Oh yeah, share this with a friend. Share this with somebody you know really needs to work on mindset and safety. I think we all do personally. I think we all need to. We all have been raised in chaotic times, chaotic environments. I think we all need to work on mindset and safety. So share this out with somebody you know who would really benefit from listening to it, even if they're not entrepreneurs. I mean, She Runs the Show is for entrepreneurs, but lots of non-entrepreneurs listen to this as well. And as always, thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you on the next episode of She Runs the Show.